We're talking with Medea Benjamin, known for, among other things, being a co-founder of Code Pink, used to be a co-director of Global Exchange, helped organize the battle in Seattle back in the good old days when we were fighting globalization. But she'll be one of the speakers this weekend at the virtual Peace Conference, Qatari Peace Conference, being held 22nd annual on Friday the 21st and Saturday the 22nd. The theme this year is Bending the Arc, Striving for Peace and Justice in the Age of Endless War. And the book is a compilation of essays and comments from people previously spoken at the Qatari Peace Conference, and that included Medea. So, Medea, what were some of the points you made in, your contribution to the book?
Well, I actually enjoyed writing the piece because rather than just talking about policies and systems, it was more personal. They asked us to really talk about how we got involved in these issues, why we stay involved, what have been some of the highlights and the low points, what have we learned, what can we pass on, and how do we stay engaged? So it's reflective, and I think this in itself is reflective of the Qatari Peace Conference that tries to get people to, to talk about what is happening in different countries and how we can engage, but also to go deeper and try to understand how we got to where we are and take on the big question of how, as a civilization, can we survive if we don't learn to give up war.
Now, if people want to register for the Peace Conference, Qatari, Qatari, peaceconference.org. I believe Medea is particularly speaking at 2 o'clock and 3 o'clock on various panels. So how did you get involved with the peace movement or perhaps activism in general?
Well, in my case, it was one of those aha moments that just hit me in the face because I was in high school and my sister had a boyfriend who was sent off to Vietnam, and month after month she would get letters from him and they would get odder and odder. He was a really sweet guy when he left. And after a couple of months she got this package that was a era of the Viet Cong for her to wear around her neck as a souvenir. And she was horrified and went to the bathroom and threw up. And I was horrified and became a peace activist.
And what motivated you with others to, start Code Pink?
We saw how after the 9/11 attacks, this was going to be used as a justification for wars that the neocons already had been planning and wanted to carry out, and that was the war in Iraq. But even the attack on Afghanistan should never have happened, and we knew that there were other ways to deal with 9/11, which is to say, who attacked us, who are those individuals, and how do we bring them to justice? And instead, we got the all-out invasions. And so we really felt like there needed to be a response from the citizens to this question of saying, we can't fight violence with more violence. We have to find other ways.
Now, Code Pink still exists. So, 20 years at this point in terms of the initial war. And I see more and more, staff people in New York State working on Code Pink. Why is Code Pink, continue to prosper, and what are some of the key things you're focused on at the moment?
We are focused on the Pentagon budget. There's some openings, Mark, that we haven't had before. When there is this call for defunding the police, it fits naturally to say defund the Pentagon, defund war. Especially since you see the militarization of our police forces here at home. So there are a lot more groups now that are part of that call. And also with the pandemic, when people are saying, hey, wait a minute, how come we were so unprepared? How come we don't put our money into really protecting people from climate crisis and pandemics and things that really make us insecure, and instead pour it into this black hole of the Pentagon. So we see the results of this questioning now, in that for the first time ever, there was a introduction of a resolution by Barbara Lee, the congresswoman from Oakland, California, that said, how about if we cut $350 billion from the Pentagon, which is almost half? You know, she would have never done that a year ago. She would have been laughed out and ostracized. And of course, that didn't go anywhere, but there was another initiative to cut the Pentagon by 10%, which sounds more, quote, reasonable. And we did get 40% of Democrats in the House and 50% in the Senate to go for that. It didn't win, but that's a huge opening that we can build on. We also have a campaign to divest from the war machine. We just got a victory today in San Luis Obispo that divested from a war, and people can learn about that by either going to the Code Pink website or go to divestfromthewarmachine.org and see how you can divest your city, your pension fund, your university, your place of worship, and yourself from the war machine.
So I've been active in both New York City and New York State on divestment from public pension funds. We did win in New York City, but we've had a real resistance and stubbornness from Tom DiNapoli, who's the state controller here in New York. Have you had any response, you know, from any of the state pension fund managers in New York?
We are piggybacking on the kind of thing that you have been doing, and you are a trailblazer in this and have gotten huge amounts of money divested, and the environmental movement has really shown us the way. So we are taking the same steps, and in fact, our students at San Luis Obispo, they had already gotten a win around no investment in fossil fuels, and then said, okay, now we're going to take it to the next level, no investment in weapons, no investment in private prisons, and detention centers. So I think, yes, not in New York so much, but in other places, we are working directly with the groups that have already made tremendous headway using the fossil fuel issue.
We're talking with Medea Benjamin, who's speaking at the Qatari Peace Conference virtually this weekend here in the Capital District. Maybe sort of a two-part question. One, you know, 22 years, are there similar peace conferences that, you know, do sort of what Qatari is doing across the country? And second, what are you going to particularly talk about this weekend?
I think I'll talk about where we stand in light of the upcoming elections, the problems in the Democratic Party when it comes to really confronting the war machine, what opportunities that we have in terms of movement building with other groups. I just mentioned the Black Lives Matter defund the police and how that intersects with calls for defunding war, but there are other movements like the environmental movement that have been looking more and more about how the Pentagon is the greatest consumer of fossil fuels and the greatest entity that destroys the environment. And there are many other connections with other issues and groups to talk about. So it's really, I think, how do we rebuild a new peace movement depending on who's in power, but what are the opportunities that we have that we didn't have previously?
And if people want to check out Code Pink, is codepink.org is the website?
Yes, it's codepink.org, and we send out weekly alerts that we would love to have your listeners participate in.
Well, this is Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network. If you want to attend the Qatari Peace Conference, Qatari Peace Conference.org.